just one more addendum, couldn't fit this in the 6 minute 19 second limit. So there's another svara given for only using a shot glass, and that is quoted by Rav Schechter, that perhaps we view whiskey not as a drink but as a food. The reason is because drinks are generally something you drink to quench your thirst. That's not at all the ration. It's not why nobody drinks whiskey when they're thirsty. So if that's the case, maybe it's viewed more like an ochel than a shtia, than a drink. And we don't have to go by the shear of revius, which is the shear for drinking. Maybe we could go up by a kezias. And if you superimpose a kezias onto an olive, onto the shot glass, and it does come out that it's more like a kezias. So that's another sad, again, just something you could add, another sniff lahakel. Again, the Piskei Tshuvos holds, and I think this is generally accepted, that if it's your minhag, there are many gedolei olam who did it. If it's part of your minhag, which seems to be more from the Hasidic descent, then certainly you could rely on it. Otherwise, generally, we don't rely on that taz. We go more like the Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham. So probably better to use have a revius, in which case you probably are going to want something other than whiskey. That's a lot of whiskey. But yeah, somebody offers you, you don't necessarily have to insult them over it because there's, again, a very strong tzad to do it. If there is no wine available, maybe you're at a kiddush and they didn't put wine out, you have to go and bother them. Like, that could be considered that there's no wine available. That's for sure, you can use whiskey then. So again, these are some of the issues, but certainly if it's your minug, then you have a lot to rely on. Otherwise, all things considered, probably better to do on grape juice and wine.